Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
Will you please turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings?
我们请打开圣经《列王记下》.
2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章.
I'd like to continue sharing on the life of Elisha this morning.
愿意和大家继续分享以利沙的一生.
And specifically today, in regards to this woman whom he met.
特别是在他遇上这个书念妇人的故事上面.
We'll read from verses 8 through 37.
我们会由第8节读到第37节.
Please listen as I read.
请听我读.
Now there came a day when Elisha passed over to Shunem, where there was a prominent woman. She persuaded him to eat food. And so it was, as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat food. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God passing by us continually. Please let us make a little walled chamber and let us set a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand. It shall be when he comes to us that he can turn in there." One day he came there and he turned into the upper chamber and rested. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call the Shunammite." And when he called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Behold, you have been careful for us of all this care. What can I do for you? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the army?' And she answered, 'I live among my people.' So he said, 'What then is to be done for her?' And Gehazi answered, 'Truly, she has no son, and her husband is old.' And he said, 'Call her.' And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, 'At this season next year, you shall embrace a son.' And she said, 'No, my lord, O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant.' And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season the next year, as Elisha had said to her."
第一日以利沙走到书念在那里一个大会妇人，强留他吃饭。此后以利沙每从那里经过，就进去吃饭。妇人对丈夫说：“我看出那常在我们经过的是圣洁的神人。我们可以为他在床上盖一间小楼，在其中安放床、桌子、凳子、灯台。他来到我们那里就可以在其间。”一日以利沙来到那里，就进了那楼躺卧。 以利沙吩咐仆人基哈西说：“你叫这书念妇人来。”他就把妇人叫了来，妇人站在以利沙面前。以利沙吩咐仆人说：“你对他说，你既为我们费了许多心思，可以为你作什么呢？你向王或元帅有所求没有？”他回答说：“我在我本乡安居无事。”以利沙说：“究竟当为他作什么呢？”基哈西说：“他没有儿子，他丈夫也老了。” 以利沙说：“再叫他来。”于是叫了他来，他站在门口。以利沙说：“明年到这时候，你必抱一个儿子。”他说：“神人，我主啊，我不要这样欺哄婢女。”妇人果然怀孕，到了那时候，生了一个儿子，正如以利沙所说的。
Verse 18. When the child was grown, the day came that he went out to his father, to the reapers. He said to his father, "My head, my head." He said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her lap until noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door behind him and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, "Please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and return." And he said, "Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "It will be well." And she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slow down the pace for me unless I tell you." So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came about when the man of God saw her at a distance that he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, yonder is a Shunammite. Please run down to meet her and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?'" And she answered, "It is well." When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet, and Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is troubled within her. And the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me." Then she said, "Did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not deceive me'?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go your way. And if you meet any man, do not salute him. And if anyone salutes you, do not answer him. And lay my staff on the lad's face." And the mother of the lad said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." And he arose and followed her. Then Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the lad's face, but there was neither sound nor response. So he returned to meet him and told him, "The lad has not wakened." When Elisha came into the house, behold, the lad was dead and laid on the bed. And so he entered and shut the door behind them both and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself on him. And the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once back and forth and went up and stretched himself on him. And the lad sneezed 7 times and the lad opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she came into him, he said, take up your son. And she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son and went out.
第18到第37节， 儿子渐渐长大，一日到他父亲和收割的人那里，他对父亲说，我的头啊，我的头啊。他父亲对仆人说，把他抱到他母亲那里。仆人抱去，交给他母亲，孩子坐在母亲的膝上，到午就死了。 她母亲抱她上了楼，将她放在神人的床上，关上门出来，呼叫她丈夫说：你叫一个仆人给我牵一驱驴来，我要快快的去见神人就回来。丈夫说：今日不是月朔，也不是安息日，你为何要去见他呢？妇人说：平安无事。于是被了驴，对仆人说：你快快赶着走，我若不吩咐你，就不要迟慢。妇人就往加密山。 去见神人，神人远远的看见他，对仆人基哈西说：看啊，书念的妇人来了，你跑去迎接他，问他说：你平安吗？你丈夫平安吗？孩子平安吗？他说：平安。妇人上了山，到神人那里，就抱着神人的脚。基哈西前来要推开他，神人说：由他吧，因为他心里受苦。耶和华向我隐瞒，没有指示我。妇人说：我何尝向我主求过儿子呢？我岂没有说过不要欺哄我吗？ 以利沙吩咐基哈西说：你束上腰，手拿我的杖前去。若遇见人，不要向他问安；人若向你问安，也不要回答。要把我的杖放在孩子面上。孩子的母亲说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是以利沙起身，随着他去了。基哈西先去把杖放在孩子面上，却没有声音，也没有动静。基哈西就迎着以利沙回来，告诉他说。 孩子还没有醒过来，以利沙到来到进了屋子，看见孩子死了，放在自己的床上，他就关上门，只有自己和孩子在里面。他便祈祷耶和华，上床伏在孩子身上，口对口，眼对眼，手对手，既伏在孩子身上，孩子的身体就渐渐温和了。然后他下来，在屋里来往走了一趟，又上去伏在孩子身上，孩子打了7个喷嚏。 就睁上眼睛了，睁开眼睛了。以利沙叫基哈西说：你叫这书念妇人来。于是叫了他来。以利沙说：将你儿子抱起来。妇人就进来，在以利沙脚前俯伏于他，软软地抱起他儿子进去了。
Let's come back to the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们再一次来到主的面前。Heavenly
Father, we thank you so much for the time you give us this morning.
天父，多谢你俾我哋今日嘅时间。
That we can come into your house and worship you.
可以嚟到你嘅家嚟去敬拜你。
That we can learn of you.
亦都我哋可以更加认识你。
We come to your feet this morning.
今天早上嚟到你嘅脚前。
And look to you to supply to us.
求你供应我哋。
The very words of life.
就系供应我哋呢一个用你嘅话嚟去供应我哋生命。
So that we may be able to know you and to be able to experience you.
使我们能够认识你，能够经历你。
And ultimately to be able to live for you and testify for you.
使我们能够为你活着，为你去作见证。
We want to commit ourselves to you this morning.
将我们今天的早上交在你手上。
That you would have your perfect way in us.
愿你在我们行走。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.
Amen. So what we've read this morning is a wonderful account of a nameless woman.
今天早上我们所读的就是讲到一个无名妇人的故事。
A woman who lived out in the remote.
这个妇人是住一个远处的地方。
Who was in the region of Shunem.
在苏念这个地方。
And Shunem was a region that was in northern Israel.
苏念是位于以色列的北部。
It was in the small tribe of Issachar.
在以撒加这一族那个地方那里的。
Now, if I were to ask you to name the 12 tribes of Israel, I think most of us would be hard pressed to remember the tribe of Issachar.
相信如果我叫大家去背出以色列12个支派的名字的话，相信大家都不会记得这个以撒加这个地方，这一族。
It was a small region.
是一个很小的地方.
And it was located between Mount Carmel and the Sea of Galilee.
就是在加密山和加利利海的中间.
And so this is where Elisha had passed through one day.
这处的地方就是以利沙有一天经过的.
And we see this woman's great faith.
我们就看到这个妇人是有何等大的信心
that's put on display for all of us.
这个信心是我们每一个人都可以见到的.
And though she is nameless, she is remembered.
虽然她是圣经没有记载她的名字, 但是她是被纪念的.
Not only here in 2 Kings chapter 4,
不单止在列王记下第四章,
but later in the book of 2 Kings, I believe it's chapter 8,
第八章，那裡都是歷代記下第八章都是被記載的。
And then I also believe that she's the woman who's one of the women who's remembered in the book of Hebrews 11.
相信亦都是在希伯來書第十一章那裡，相信這個婦人亦都是被記載的。
One of those women who received back their dead from the resurrection.
這個婦人就是因著她的信來得到這個復活的
From reading through this account, I really appreciate that we can get a picture of how great God's love is.
在这个故事里面，我们见到神的爱是如何伟大。
That He does not play favorites with any of us.
他是不会偏待任何一个人的。
But He is an all-loving God.
他是一个充满爱的神。
And He cares for each and every person.
他是关心每一个人的。
Man and woman.
无论你是男人或者女人
child and elderly
无论你是年老的或者是年轻的
the rich and the poor
无论你是富足的、贫穷的
those who live in the remote or who are in obscurity
或者你是隐蔽住在一个隐蔽的地方
or even those who live in the crowds in the city or of great prominence.
或者好像我們這樣住在城市，住在一些很重要、很著名的地方。
I like to think of it as God is an equal opportunity God.
我就在想神是一個平等機會的神。
He reaches out to all walks of life.
他是親自的去尋找、去接觸生活裡面所有階級的人。
But sadly, only a few respond.
但是很可惜，只是有很少的人来向神作出回应。
This morning we have read a very beautiful account of one who did respond.
今天早上我们读了一个很美丽的故事，就是见到其中一个这么少的人来向神的爱作出回应。
As this woman took the time out to stop Elisha as he was passing by.
这个妇人是去主动的，是去花她的时间。 来去留住以利沙
She persuaded Elisha to stop.
Take
a meal.
她是叫以利沙来去留步，来去在她的家那里用膳。
She took the initiative.
她是主动的来去邀请以利沙进入她的家那里。
To be hospitable and to be kind.
她是尝试来去照顾、招待以利沙。
And in so doing, she was able to befriend Elisha, the man of God.
当他这样做的时候，他就跟以利沙这个神人来去作了朋友。
Oh, it's an important lesson for us to learn to be those who are hospitable.
我们实在要学这个功课，要做一个好客，懂得去招待其他远方来的人。
For we are encouraged in the book of Hebrews to not neglect showing hospitality.
因为在希伯来书那里提醒我们，我们要去接待远处来的人。
For by this some have entertained angels without even knowing it.
因为很可能我们接待其他人的时候，我们就是接待了天使。
And of course this points back to the person of Abraham.
当然，这里所讲的就是亚伯拉罕这个人。
Who welcomed in two strangers.
因为亚伯拉罕招待了两个陌生人。
Who were actually angels.
而这两个陌生人就是天使。
And though he blessed them with his time and to take them out,
亚伯拉罕就是用了他的时间来去招待这两个陌生人。
in the end, he was the one who was blessed.
虽然他是花了他自己的时间，但结果反而他是被祝福的。
As these two angels bless him and his wife.
因为这两个天使就是祝福亚伯拉罕和他的太太，他们将会得到一个儿子。
And so, in some small way, the same small way, we see the same thing happen here.
所以同样在这个故事里面，同样的祝福就这样发生。
That this woman who had the heart to bless Elisha.
这个妇人就有这个心来去接待以利沙。
She was the one who ended up being blessed in return.
结果她是被神和以利沙去祝福。
With a son just like Abraham and Sarah.
就好像亚伯拉罕和撒拉这样，这个妇人是被祝福得到一个儿子。
It's important to be people who are people of action.
我们实在要作为一个有行动的人。
That our good thoughts and our good intentions don't just lay and rest in our hearts.
我们心里面一切的善美的思想不要停留在心里面。
But those good intentions and good thoughts come out in action.
我们这些善美的思想它是要行出来成为行动。
Now this is something that I'm still learning.
这个学习我一直都在学习。
After all these years, it's still a struggle for me.
过了这么多年，同样我是在生命里面有很多挣扎。
I like to think of myself as a person who has good thoughts and kind intentions.
很多时候觉得我自己心里面有很多美好的思想、美好的动机。
But if you ask my wife, she will tell you that's not the case.
但如果你问我太太的话，答案就完全不同了。
That is, you may have good thoughts and good intentions, but you're never moved to action.
可能你有很多良好的动机，但你却是没有任何行动。
The Lord have mercy on me.
但愿主怜悯我。
And with the rest of us.
亦都愿主怜悯我们每一个。
May we learn to be more like this woman, the Shunammite woman who was so hospitable and so kind, moved to action.
实在愿意我们好像这个妇人这样，是主动的来去招待。 以利沙去主动的来去招待他。
Who not only prepared a meal for him once,
不单止一次的为他预备晚餐,
but as often as he passed by,
而是每一次经过书店的地方，这个妇人都接待他。
He had a place to eat.
他是有一个地方能够栖宿。
And of course, as we read on in verses 9 and 10, we know that he had more than just a place to eat.
我们在第9节和第10节那里见到这个妇人不单止为以利沙预备一些膳食。
He actually had a place to stay as well.
他亦都是为他预备一处的地方来可以居住。
Now we know this woman was a prominent woman.
我们知道这个妇人是一个大户的妇人。
In the NIV, I believe it says she's a great woman.
在NIV那里讲到她是一个很富有的妇人。
She was a God-fearing woman.
她亦都是一个敬畏神的人。
It's not exactly clear exactly how she stood out among her people.
我们不知道她是比较当时她那些人中间，她为什么她是一个这么著名的女人。
I think it's pretty safe to say that she was pretty well off.
相信她是很富有的。
You know, she had a home, she had servants. We know from 2 Kings 8 she even had land.
她有屋，她有地，她亦都有仆人。
And I would surmise to say that she was a good manager of her household, her servants, her husband even.
我实在相信她是在她的家里面做一个好的管家。 她是对她的丈夫是忠心，她亦都管理她的仆人很好。
She was really one who distinguished herself as one who knew what to do.
她是一个懂得她要做什么事的妇人。
How to respond to any situation.
她亦都懂得在任何情况里面是怎样作出适当的回应。
And I think she was able to do this because she had a fear of the Lord within her.
我实在相信她 懂得这些事情，因为她心里面是敬畏神。
And this is what made her great and respected.
实在, 他这个敬畏神的心，实在使他成为一个能够被人尊重的妇人。
Now she did. She also did something that was very wise.
他亦都做咗一啲好有智慧嘅事情。
Or maybe it's better to say she was very faithful.
他是一个很忠心的妇人。
In regards to the Lord and to her husband.
对主，对他的丈夫，他都是非常忠心的。
When she had this notion, when she had perceived that this was a holy man of God, and she had the intention to remodel her home, before she did it, she sought out the counsel of her husband.
当他晓得以利亚是神人的时候，当他要作这个决定来去起这间小楼给以利沙的时候，他是问一问他丈夫的意见。
As I was thinking about this, it brought to mind something that a brother had shared with a group of us brothers once.
当我思想这个故事的时候，我就记起另一位弟兄，是同我们一班弟兄所作的交通。
Something that I thought was very meaningful.
他的交通是很有意义的。
And I think it was before a brother was getting married. There's a group of us brothers that got together.
相信那一次的交通就是一位弟兄结婚之前，弟兄之间有些交通。
And he said something along these lines.
这位弟兄就是交通和这个故事差不多的事情。
He said, brothers, you know, there's about 80% of us who are here who are either married or will get married to someone, to a woman who is smarter than us.
这位弟兄相信在八成的弟兄里面已经结婚或者将要结婚，而你的伴侣会比你更加聪明的。 So
of course, you know what that means. There's only 20% of us who are smarter than our wives.
所以这位弟兄的意思就是只有两成的弟兄是比我们的妻子更加能干的。
Well, I don't know exactly how true that is. I haven't done the science and the study.
我不知道弟兄所说的有多真，亦都没有实在计算过。
But from observation, he might not be too far off.
但根据我的观察，我相信他说的都不会差得太多。
I believe this woman was indeed smarter than her husband.
我实在相信这个书里的妇人，实在是比她的丈夫更加能干。
He appears to be one who is rather clueless.
这位丈夫好像不知道发生什么事一样的。
It reminds me a little bit of myself. I'm not saying I'm in that 80% though.
就提醒了我自己，我不是承认我是八成那些弟兄的其一。
But I know that I can be rather clueless at times.
但我实在是知道我自己在某些情况里面，我是完全不晓得发生什么事的。
Especially when it comes to a Bible study, when we're gathered together at 10 o'clock.
特别是星期日10点钟查经的时候。
I know in all these years, as I've had the opportunity to lead a Bible study along with a sister, that something always seems to stay the same.
我根据我的经历，我一直在这些年日带这些查经小组，和另外一位姊妹带的时候，有一件事是不变的。
As I've co-led various Bible studies with a different group of sisters who
partnered with me. 我在这些年日带查经的时候，都是和另外一位姊妹一起来带的。
From time to time, as we have sharing, they remarked to me, did you see so-and-so do this or behave in this way or say this?
姊妹都会提醒我，在查经里面，你见不见到这位弟兄、这位姊妹讲过什么，或者有些这样的动作呢？
All these non-verbal cues.
这些或者不是口讲出来，它是的身体语言。
I'm not sure they were really paying attention to you. They were kind of drifting off or doing this or that.
姊妹会提醒我，从他们的身体语言看出，他可能不是听你交通，而是他是发白日梦。
Did you see that?
你见不见到呢？
No, I didn't see that.
我很诚实地说，我见不到。
I'm so clueless.
我是完全是 曉得發生咩事情。
But watch out, today I'm on my toes. I'm paying attention this morning.
但係相信我，今朝早上我交通嘅時候，我見到每一位嘅身體語言。
When I see you nodding off, I'll raise my voice more.
如果見到你掉緊魚嘅時候，我會講大聲啲叫醒你。
But you know, the thing that I really want us to hold on to is not the whether she was smarter than him or whether we're smarter than our wives or our wives are smarter than us.
但係實在願意同大家交通嘅重點唔係在於我哋比我哋嘅妻子更加能幹，或者我哋嘅妻子比我哋更加聰明。
What I really want to point out here was that she was one who was submissive to her husband.
但係我願意同大家交通嘅就係呢一位婦人，佢係願意順服喺佢嘅丈夫嘅權柄底下。
And as such, then she was one who was faithful to the Lord.
所以佢係一個对主忠心的妇人。
She sought out the counsel of her husband.
她是询问她丈夫的意见。
So she looked for his approval to build, to remodel their home.
她要是得到她丈夫的批准，她才会去为以利沙起这间小楼。
Because she had this understanding that this was not just an ordinary man who was passing by, but a holy man of God.
因为她明白以利沙不是一个普通的人，却是神人。
She had the ability to discern and understand.
她有这个能力去分辨，也可以去明白。
But not only that, but she had a heart. She wanted to be in the presence of God.
不单止这样，她有个心愿意是在神的同在里面。
And even to the degree that she would be in the presence of God through the person of Elisha.
甚至佢见到以利沙是神人的时候，佢就愿意去接待以利沙，使佢能够得到神的同在。
You know, it's much like that person of that Joshua and Moses.
就好似以赛亚、摩西、约书亚、约书亚、摩西。
That Joshua, he did not want to leave the tent of the meeting.
约书亚是不愿意离开会幕。
Because that's where he saw Moses had met the Lord face to face.
因为约书亚见到在会幕里面，摩西同神是面对面，
就像一个人 speaking to a friend.
就好像一个人同他的朋友倾偈。
He was left with such a deep impression.
约书亚见到的就是见到摩西同主在会幕里面有如何的亲密。
And as such, then he had such a great heart that he just wanted to be there and to remain there.
所以约书亚就有这个心愿意留在那里得到神的同在。
I think this woman had that same type of heart.
相信这个妇人跟约书亚一样有这样的心。
That she wanted to be there.
她愿意得到神的同在。
That she wanted to be where God was.
她愿意去神所在的地方。
And as such, she went out of her way to make the accommodations so that the presence of God could be near her.
所以她主动来去安排使神的同在能够临到她的当中。
And it just raises the question in our own lives, are we like this?
所以这个妇人的故事实在叫我们反省，我们是不是好像这个妇人一样呢？
How much will we go out of our way to be in the presence of the Lord God?
我们有几何愿意来去主动安排我们的时间，安排我们的地方，使神的同在能够临到我们当中呢？
Are we willing to give up of our rest, to give up of our time, to give up of our wealth?
我们愿不愿意放弃我们的休息，我们的时间，或者金钱，来去与神来去交通呢？
All so that we can be there, be where the Lord is.
我们愿不愿意去神所在的地方呢？
Now, this woman truly had discernment.
这个妇人实在有这个分辨。
She knew what was good.
她知道何为美善。
And she pursued after it.
当她知道的时候，她就主动的去争取。
And I believe a discernment and understanding is something that is undervalued.
我实在相信这个分辨和这个明白在我们当中我们是被看低的。
Too often we're just people who focus on wisdom.
很多时候我们着重在智慧那一方面。
We just listen to our prayers. Lord, give us the wisdom.
我们祈祷的时候都是求主给我们有智慧。
You know, There's no doubt wisdom is important.
我實在相信智慧係好重要嘅。
But we also need to be asking the Lord for discernment.
但係我哋實在要求主俾我哋有呢個嘅分辨。
Now, if I were to ask you, what was it that Solomon, when he had his dream, what was it that he asked for?
如果我問大家，當所羅門喺夢裏面神問佢要啲咩嘅時候，所羅門們所要求嘅係咩咧？
What did he inquire of the Lord?
佢向神求啲咩咧？
I think 9 out of 10 of us would say he asked for wisdom.
我實在相信大部分嘅人都會講佢係求智慧。
Isn't that true? Yes.
係咪咧？
He did ask for wisdom.
當然，的確佢係求智慧。
But I think we often lose sight of the fact that he asked for more than just wisdom.
但係好多時候我哋就忘記咗，除咗智慧之外，佢亦都求更多嘅嘢。
That he actually asked for discernment and understanding as well.
佢亦都要求分辨同埋呢個嘅明白。
If we're to study through the book of Proverbs and we're to look at Proverbs 2, I think we can understand that discernment is actually something that precedes wisdom.
如果我哋讀箴言第二章嘅時候，我哋就明白原來有咗聰明，我哋就會有分辨。
Now, wisdom is something that is very broad and it actually encompasses discernment.
智慧係好廣泛嘅。 而在智慧裏面是包括了分辨。
But to gain wisdom, we need to have discernment first.
但如果我們是要有智慧的話，我們一定要有分辨先。
In Proverbs 2:1-5, I'm not going to read it, but it tells us to be attentive to wisdom.
在箴言第二章第一至五節，那裡講到我們要去專心去求聰明。
That we need to be people who cry out for discernment and to seek her as silver.
我哋要係尋找智慧，好似尋找隱藏嘅珍寶一樣。
And then if we do, then we will discern the fear of the Lord.
當我哋咁樣做嘅時候，我哋就能夠明白敬畏耶和華。
And what is the fear of the Lord?
敬畏耶和華係咩回事咧？
I think we know. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge.
智慧嘅開端。
Discernment precedes wisdom.
所以分辨係喺智慧以先。
We need to have that discernment first.
我哋一定要有呢個分辨。But
so many of us just want to jump right to that wisdom.
但係好多時候我哋就想跳過分辨呢一個步驟而得到智慧。I
kind of think of it as a little kid, a little child, maybe like one of my kids.
我就諗起一個比喻，好似一個細蚊仔。They
see this great big pie or this great big cake, this dessert that they want to eat.
佢見到一個好靚嘅蛋糕。
They just want to stuff their face with it. They just want to eat the whole thing.
佢就想成塊面融入個蛋糕裡面，將呢個蛋糕食曬佢。
Just all in one bite.
就係一啖食曬佢。
Of course, that can't be done.
當然咁樣係冇可能嘅。
You got to take it bite by bite.
你要慢慢一啖一啖嘅去咀嚼。
And so it is with wisdom.
同樣智慧係同一回事。
I don't think many of us are going to be like Solomon that has wisdom just bestowed upon us just like that.
相信我哋唔可能好似所羅門一樣一次過就得到智慧。
But it is something that's learned.
但係呢個智慧我哋要慢慢嘅去尋找。 A bit
by bit and it starts with discernment.
係一啖一啖嘅嚟去品嚐。而智慧嘅開始就係分辨。
And so this woman had discernment.
所以呢位婦人有呢個分辨。
This man who was passing by Elisha, he was a holy man.
他見到以利沙經過是一個神人。
And we've spoken about him in the past, that he was a very great man.
我們之前都交通過他是一個很偉大的人。
That he did many great works, miracles for the Lord.
為主作了很多的神跡。
That there was really no other prophet besides Moses, who had done more miracles than Elisha.
實在除了摩西之外，沒有其他先知作的神跡是比以利沙多。
And he was one who was very friendly with the people, very intimate. He helped them in their needs.
以利沙亦都是跟其他人 很和蔼可亲的，他是会帮助有需要的人。
And so we know then he was a man who was really used by God.
所以我们见到他是被神大大使用的一个先知。
And then as such then, this woman recognized him as a holy man of God.
所以这个妇人见到以利沙是一个被神大大所用的人。
But we see from reading this that this was not the only thing that she discerned.
但是这件不是这个妇人唯一能够分辨明白的事情。
But she also saw that her situation was satisfactory.
她见到她自己所居住的境况是她自己是满足。
Because one day when Elijah and his servant Gehazi came, they called for her.
因为有一天以利沙和他仆人基哈西再一次经过这个地方，就叫了这个妇人上去。
And they asked her, what could they do to repay the favor for all her generosity and hospitality shown to them?
以利沙和这个仆人就问这个妇人，你为我花了这么多的心思，我可以为你做什么呢？
Would you be spoken for to the king or the captain of the army?
你是不是想和王和元帅有什么要求呢？
And she had a very unusual reply.
但是这个妇人是一个很奇特的回应。
She simply said, I live among my own people.
她就是这样说，我在我本乡安居无事。
I live among my own people. What does that mean?
我在我本乡安居无事，什么意思呢？
I think it speaks of how she felt she was content with her situation.
这里相信她所说的，就是她很满足她现在的境况。
She didn't need anymore.
她不需要再有什么东西。
She did not need the favor of a king or of the captain of an army.
她不需要王元帥為她做什麼事情。
She did not need to live in a palace or have guards around her.
她不需要住在王宮，不需要侍衛來保護她。
But that the Lord God was sufficient for her.
因為主神已經能夠滿足她了。
And indeed, truly, the Lord God was sufficient for her.
的確，主神已經滿足了她。
For even though she had passed up on having this one wish, you may say.
因為雖然她可能唯一一個的希望得不到。
Because as you think about it, she could have done a lot with that request that Elisha had made.
如果你想一想，that offer. 你想一想，这个妇人可以要求以利沙为他作出很多的事，但是他没有。
I mean, Elisha had connections.
因为以利沙他认识很多的人。
He had influence.
他能够去影响很多的事。
And he could have obtained for her that which she had asked.
他能够为这个妇人得到他想求的事。
But she would have none of it.
但是这个妇人他是拒绝。
But the Lord, in His great love and providence, gave her something.
但是主他的爱和他的供应就是给了一些东西这个妇人。
He provided her with something that she did not have.
他就给了这个妇人没有的事情。
At this season next year, you shall embrace a son.
这件就是在明年这个时候你会抱一个儿子。
Oh, what a beautiful picture.
一个很漂亮的图画,
of how the Lord just so graciously provides.
主是充满恩典的来去供应我们。
We don't even need to state our needs.
甚至我们不需要向他告诉他我们需要的是什么。
Or you may even say desires.
或者我们不需要告诉他我们渴求的是什么。
The Lord knows how to provide for us.
但是主晓得怎样去供应我们。
So she conceived a son.
所以这个妇人果然怀孕。
And the child grew up.
这个儿子长大。
And then one day he went out to his father's, out in the fields.
有一天在田里面去到他父亲当中。
And there he got sick.
他就生病了。
Very sick.
很病。
His head hurt so much that he cried and he had to have... had to be returned back to his home, to his mother.
他的头是很痛，痛到一个地步，他要被抱回去他的母亲当中。
And then we can just see the tenderness and compassion that this woman had.
我在这里就看到这个妇人是如何的来去顾念他的儿子。
Verse 20, He sat on her lap until noon.
在第20節那裡說到孩子坐在母親的膝上到午午就死了。
What a beautiful picture.
一件很漂亮的圖畫。
Just a child in her mother, in his mother's lap.
是一個兒子,就是坐在這個母親的膝上面。
Being cared for, being loved.
是被這個母親去愛護,去關懷。
Being prayed over.
亦都是被這個母親一直的為她祈禱。
She didn't worry about her sick son.
這個婦人沒有去掛慮這個兒子。
She didn't worry about all the other activities.
亦都沒有去做其他什麼行動。
She dropped everything and just spent time with his son.
她就是將她手上所做的事情全部放下來去關懷、去愛護她的兒子。
And the reason why I say that she didn't even worry about her son was after her son had died.
為什麼我會說這個婦人沒有去掛慮她的兒子呢? 因為原來這個兒子死了之後,
we don't see any panic in her.
我們沒有見到這個婦人有任何的驚慌。
She was just at peace.
她是心裡面很有平安的。
We don't read about her mourning, we don't read about her screaming, crying.
我們沒有見到她有怎樣的大喊、怎樣的大叫、怎樣的憂傷。
But she just very methodically takes her dead son up and lays him on the bed of the man of God.
她只是很慢慢地抱起這個死去的兒子放在以利沙的床上面。
And so she shuts the door and she goes out.
所以她關上門,她就走出去了。
She goes out to meet her husband.
她就走出去,就去見她的丈夫。
Now this is what is so amazing about her.
在這裡我們見到,實在使我驚訝的。
How she was someone who could remain so focused.
她是如何的,一個能夠專注的婦人。
In dealing with her husband.
她是跟她的丈夫如何的去處理她丈夫。
Once again, she sought out his counsel, she sought out his approval to go out.
再一次,她是要得到她丈夫的批准,來去走出去,去見以利沙。
Asking for a servant and a donkey so that she could go see the man of God and return.
她要求一個僕人和一匹驢。
And her husband asked her, well, why are you going out?
這個丈夫問她,為什麼你現在要出去呢?
It's not the new moon or the Sabbath.
不是月朔,也不是安息日。
And then she responds once again in a very strange way.
再一次,她很奇怪的回答。
She says, it will be well.
平安無事。
It will be well.
平安無事。
Shalom, just in Chinese, peace.
平安無事。
This is a greeting that the Jews use.
這個平安就是這些以色列人來去跟大家去晚安、問安的話。
It was a greeting just to describe how things were, that all was tranquil, and we also wish that you would have the same tranquility.
這個問安的話就是代表著我們是過著一個很平靜、安穩的生活。
How could this woman have such peace?
為什麼這個婦人能夠有這個平安呢?
How could she be so calm?
為什麼她能夠這麼平靜呢?
Now what kept her from being able just to explain everything that had just happened? This was his son as well that had just died.
有什麼令到這個婦人能夠這麼平靜、安穩的來去跟她的丈夫來去解釋呢?
She had peace.
因為她心裡面有平安。
Not because she had a plan.
不是因為她有什麼計劃。
But because she had a God.
但因為她心裡面有神。
A God who could work.
這位神能夠幫助她。
So we see her focus as she makes her way out to meet this man of God and really to meet the Lord.
所以我們在這裡見到她是專注的來去找以利沙。 是要見到神的同在。
She was not only focused on in the time with her husband, but she was also focused then in dealing with her servant.
她不單止是 專心嚟去同佢嘅丈夫解釋，佢亦都係專注嘅嚟去對待佢嘅仆人。
She told him to drive and go forward. Do not slow down.
喺第廿四節嗰度講到你快快趕著走我若不吩咐你，就不要遲慢。
There was an urgent business at hand.
喺佢係好係好急促嘅，要去揾伊麗莎。
Do not slow down.
唔好遲慢。
I don't know if this is something that you've ever told anybody.
唔知大家有冇同其他人咁樣講過咧？
When I was driving my wife, when I used to drive with my wife, when she used to drive me,
当我太太车我嘅时候
，I would never have to tell her this. Do not slow down.
我从来都唔会咁样同佢讲不要迟慢。
So she never had this problem. She's a very fast driver.
因为佢揸车好快。
It's always the opposite. Slow down, slow down.
通常我同佢讲嘅就系迟慢，迟慢。
I want to get there safe. I'm used to being late.
我希望可以去到我嘅地方，安全嘅到我嘅地方。
But thank the Lord, she doesn't drive as fast now.
但系咁即系主要佢而家揸得冇咁快啦。
So this woman told her servant, "Do not slow down."
所以呢个妇人叫呢个仆人不要迟慢。
There's urgent business at hand.
佢哋所作嘅係好急要嘅事情。
We gotta get there. We gotta go find the man of God.
我哋一定要揾到呢個神人。
And so finally, when they get to the man of God,
當佢哋最後見到以利沙嘅時候
，she has to deal with his servant first, Gehazi.
佢要首先要去面對以利沙嘅仆人基哈西。
And so the servant greets her.
基哈西就走嚟問呢個婦人安。
He asks, "Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child?"
咁呢個仆人就問你平安嗎？你丈夫平安嗎？孩子平安嗎？
Here she has another opportunity to explain everything that has just happened about how her child had died.
喺呢度呢個婦人又有一個機會向基哈西解釋所發生嘅事情佢嘅兒子如何嘅係病死。
But once again, she answers, "Shalom, it is well."
但是再一次他的答案是平安。
That everything was well.
所有事情都是平安。
Now, she was able to set aside all the secondary things, all the things that were periphery.
他能够将一切不重要的事情都摆在一边。
She was able to control her emotions and even go beyond her intellect and her planning.
他能够去控制他的情绪佢亦都去抛开佢自己一切嘅计划。
All these things of our flesh that would prevent us from being able to come before the Lord.
所有一切属肉体嘅事情一切阻止我哋同神交通嘅事情呢个妇人都能够放低。
She's able to put these aside so that she could focus and get to the Lord.
佢能够将呢一切嘅事情都放开使佢能够集中。精神嘅嚟去遇见主。
And in this case, of course, through the man of God, Elisha.
当然喺呢度，佢系要藉住以利沙嚟去得到神嘅同在。
How we need to be like her.
我哋实在系要好似呢个妇人咁样。
How we need to learn to be so focused.
我哋要好似呢个妇人嘅如何嘅专注。
To really seek out first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我哋好似呢个妇人嘅。是首先是尋求神的國和神的義
to not be worried about tomorrow.
这个妇人是不会为明天忧虑
knowing that the Lord will take care of not only tomorrow but the Lord will take care of today.
因为主不单止能够是为明天来去供应为今天也都能够去供应
there is always going to be trouble.
在生活里面一定会有很多问题
But we need to know that we have the Lord.
但我哋要晓得我哋有主喺我哋里面。
And this woman, I believe, had some basic understanding of this.
而呢个妇人实在有呢一个嘅分辨，有呢个明白。
And this is what allowed her to have such peace.
所以佢就能够有咁大嘅平安。
And to remain so focused.
能够如何嘅专注。
So finally, when she came to the man of God, she caught hold of his feet.
当佢嚟到以利沙神人嘅面前嘅时候，佢就揽住以利沙只脚。
And she would not let go, even when his servant Gehazi pushed her away.
佢唔会放开，即使基哈西走过嚟要推开佢。
She was really a woman of faith.
佢实在一个充满信心嘅妇人。
She wanted to essentially be at the feet of her Lord.
佢实在愿意嚟到神嘅 腳前,
at the feet of God, in the presence of God.
在神的, 腳前, 在神的同在裡面,
not letting go.
不願意放手,
just as one who would have such great faith.
就好像, 一個, 充滿著信心的人一樣,
just like that woman who bled and hemorrhaged for 12 years.
就好像在, 新約裡面, 那個, 有血流, 患了血流, 12年的女人一樣。
If I could only touch his cloak, this is Jesus.
如果我只是掂一掂到耶稣的衣裳,
then I can get well.
我就能够被医好了。
So she touched.
所以这个妇人掂到。
And the power of God came through and healed her.
神的能力就临到她身上面, 将她医治。
And the Lord turned around and said to her, your faith has made you well.
主就望返过来, 望住她。你的信是救了你。
This was like the faith that this woman had, the Shunammite woman had.
就好像这个书念的女人一样，有同样的信心。
She was able to set aside all herself and even her pride.
她能够将自己一切的东西，甚至她自己的骄傲都是放低。
To come to where the Lord was.
来到主的面前。
Because she was a woman who understood the difference between God's providence and God's promises.
因為佢係懂得分辨如何為神嘅應許同埋神嘅供應。
We know that the Lord is the giver of all good things.
我哋知道神係一切美善嘅嘅供應者。
And sometimes he gives to us out of his permissive will because we keep pleading and begging of him.
我哋好多時佢赐一啲嘢俾我哋，因为佢系容许，因为我哋不断嘅向佢求问。
But we know in this account that the gift of her son was not out of God's permissive will.
但系我哋喺呢个故事见到呢个儿子呢个呢份礼物唔系神呢一个容许嘅供应，因为这个妇人。
It was more than God's providence. It was in fact God's promise.
这个儿子的礼物不单止是神那个的供应，更加是神那个应许。
Because his son was given to her through the spoken word of Elisha.
因为这个儿子是被以利沙所讲的话来去被应许的。
And she recounts that. Verse 28. Did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me?
咁喺第28節就见到呢个妇人係找住呢一个应许。我何尝向我主求过儿子呢？我岂没有说过不要欺哄我吗？
Because back in the day, in the year before her son was born, she said, no, my Lord. When she had heard the word, no, my Lord, O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. Verse 16.
因为喺这个儿子未出世的时候在第十六节那个妇人就是这样讲，神啊，我主啊，不要这样欺哄婢女。
It was not her will, but it was God's will.
所以见到这个儿子不是这个妇人的旨意，他是神自己的旨意。
So this was God's promise to her through the word.
所以这个是神的应许，藉着以利沙的话来去赐给这个妇人的。
So she did not let go.
所以这个妇人是不会放开，她是紧紧地抓住这个应许。
I believe she had a notion, a concept that God was one who could restore life.
我实在相信这个妇人是晓得复活的事情。
Perhaps she had heard it from years past through the person of Elijah.
相信可能她之前听过以利亚所行的。
In 1 Kings 17 at Zarephath, when he raised the widow's son,
在列王记上第十七节，当以利亚是将这个寡妇的儿子使他复活的故事。
So this would not be the first time that someone had been raised from the dead.
所以他知道如果他儿子是被复活的时候，他不会是第一个。
For we know that Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life.
因为耶稣自己讲，我就是复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
This is the promise that God has for both the dead and the living.
这个应许是赐给活的，死的。
That we believe in him.
如果我们相信。
That even we die, we shall live.
即使我们死了，也都会复活。
And that if we live and believe in him now, we shall never die.
若活着信主的就永不死。
Now this really speaks of the resurrected life that we are to have.
这里所讲及的就是我们所需要有的复活这个生命。
Now of course in this passage this woman did not have this understanding.
当然在这个故事里面这个妇人没有这样的看见。
She did not have this full understanding.
她没有这个完全的看见。
But she had this concept of those who could be raised from the dead.
但是她晓得藉着神人能够复活。
Not necessarily the resurrected life that you and I are to have one day.
可能她见到的不是我们每一个人所盼望得到复活的生命。
But the fact that God can raise individuals from the dead.
但是她晓得神能够使人从死里复活。
And I believe this is one of only 10 accounts in the Bible where we find individuals who were raised from the dead.
我实在在这个故事，就是在圣经里面十个死人复活的故事当中其中一个。
And I think this one is particularly beautiful. There's a few others that are beautiful as well.
实在觉得这个故事是特别漂亮的。
I mean, obviously, they're all amazing.
当然，这十个故事，每一个故事都实在是好惊讶的。
But this is beautiful because she was one who had an expectation.
但是这个故事美丽的地方，就是这个妇人是期望复活的事情发生。
Why did she run out to the man of God? Why did she spend so much energy? Why was she so focused in going out to meet the man of God?
为什么她儿子死了之后，这么专注来去寻找这个神人呢？ 为什么她要花这么多的气力？
Was she just going to go out there to beat on his chest and hit him because he had reneged on his promise?
这个妇人不是要找这个以利沙悔气，竟然去没守他的承诺，使他儿子活过来。
No, she had an expectation.
但是这个妇人却是有这个期望。
That this man, through the power of God, could do something incredible.
他期望这个以利沙这位神人 藉着神能够做一些伟大奇妙的事情。
And incredible was something that he did do indeed.
实在以利沙所作的就是一件奇妙伟大的事。
So Elijah sent his servant back.
以利沙就派了他的仆人
Gehazi to take the staff and to take his staff and to put it on the boy's face.
以利沙吩咐基哈西拿着以利沙的杖来到他的 孩子上面放喺孩子嘅面上面。But
for the Shunammite woman, this was not enough.
但系呢一位基念嘅书念嘅母亲基哈西所作嘅系唔满足过佢。As
the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. Verse 30.
第30节，我指着永生嘅耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。She
wasn't just going to rely on the man of God's servant.
这个妇人不是将她依靠放在以利沙的仆人身上面。
She was not going to just rely on the staff.
她不是只是去依靠以利沙的杖。
As if it had some magical power in it.
她不是相信这个杖有什么魔法。
No, but she was going to rely on the Lord.
但是她是要依靠主自己。
Because as the Lord lives, and as Elisha himself lived, she would not leave him.
因为他这样说，指着永生的耶和华，又敢指着以利沙的面前起誓，我必不离开你们。
Because she knew the true source of life.
因为她晓得生命的源头在哪里。
That this life was given to her through the spoken word of God.
因为这个孩子的生命是藉着神的话来去得到的。
You know, God could just have spoken it through Elisha that this boy would be healed, that this boy would be raised from the dead.
神可以就是藉着以利沙的话，叫这个孩子复活。
But God did not work in this way, in this time.
但是神没有在这个故事里面这样做。
I think it paints a little bit of a picture, a little bit of a foreshadow of how the Lord God Himself wants to work.
我实在相信这一点实在是预表了主耶稣自己工作的原则。
I mean, in fact, it is easy for the Lord to do things by His Word, right? For by his word all things were created.
我实在当然相信主自己能够用他自己的话来去工作，因为实在天地都是藉着他的话来去工作的。We can
respect the power and authority of the word.
我们实在是尊敬这个话的能力。
But we see that God is one who is more than just a powerful and authoritative God.
但我们看到神不单止是一个充满权能的神。
He in fact is actually a loving God.
他更加是一个充满爱的神。
And he wants to draw near to people.
他是愿意来去亲近人的。
And so Elisha had to go.
所以以利沙要亲自去。
The presence of God had to go with this woman. Back to this boy.
神的同在要亲自的同这个妇人一起回到这个孩子身上。So
that he could be saved, so that he could be raised from the dead.
使这个孩子能够被拯救，被复活过来。
Just as Jesus himself had to come down from heaven onto earth to save us.
就好像耶稣自己要亲自从天来到地上面去拯救我们。
God would have it no other way.
神除了这个方法之外，是不会用其他方法。
There's a price that has to be paid. There's a trip that has to be made.
一定要付一个代价，主一定要起这个行程。
For this life, it doesn't come cheap, it doesn't come free.
使这个宝贵的生命能够复活过来。
So Elijah had to go with this woman.
所以以利沙一定要跟这个妇人。
So when they went back,
当他们回去的时候,
the boy still had not awakened.
这个孩子还没醒。
The staff that Gehazi the servant had was did not have the power.
以利沙的杖，基哈西放在这个孩子面上的杖，没有这个能力。
So Elisha himself had to go into the room.
所以以利沙自己要入房。
And he had to lay on this boy.
他要伏在这个孩子身上面。
So he shut the door behind them and he prayed.
他就关上了门，就祈求耶和华。
And in verse 34 we read that he went up and laid on the child.
在34节那里见到，他就上床伏在孩子的身上面。
He put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands and he stretched himself on him.
口对口，眼对眼，手对手，就伏在孩子身上面。
Can you picture this?
你能不能够想象到呢?
Just like this.
就是伸开他的手。
We should see the intimacy that there was.
你见到他们是几咁的亲密。
That not so much that Elijah loved this boy so much, but that God loves man so much.
所代表的，不是这个以利沙有几爱这个孩子，他是。
Mouth to mouth, that he had to breathe God's life back into this boy.
口对口，他是要将神那口气吹回这个孩子的里面。
And eye to eye, so that the light of the Lord's life could shine into his heart.
眼对眼，是使从神生命来的光能够去照入这个孩子的眼里面。
Hand to hand.
手对手。
So that the strength of God could be imparted to this boy.
使神的能力能够去输入这个孩子的里面。
Now, this is how much God loves us.
神就是如何爱我们。
That he would go to such extremes.
他是付这个代价到这个地步。
And that he would want to get so close to us.
他是愿意走到跟我们如何的亲密。
In order to give us that new life.
使我们得到这个新的生命,
so that we would not remain dead.
使我们不再是伏在死的里面。
Then the boy sneezed seven times.
这个孩子就打了七个黑痴。
For indeed God's life had been given back unto him.
神的生命的确是再一次临到这个孩子的身上面。
And we know seven is a number of completion, is a number of God's work.
我们知道七是一个代表完全的数字，是代表着神那个完全的工作。
For this was truly God's miracle.
因为这一件的确是神自己的神迹。
It was not the work of Elisha.
不是以利沙的工作,
but is the work of God.
啊, 它是神的工作,
and it was predicated on this woman's great faith.
啊, 而, 啊, 这个工作能够成就, 啊, 完全, 啊, 是因为, 啊, 这个女人, 这个妇人, 有这个信心,
because she had the discernment. She had the understanding.
因为这个妇人有这个, 啊, 分辨, 有这个明白,
that she had the heart to be in the presence of God.
啊, 因为她有这个心, 啊, 来到神的同在的里面,
that she wanted the Lord's good things.
啊, 她是, 啊, 是, 啊, 希望得到, 啊, 从神而来, 啊, 一切美善的东西,
the Lord rewarded her.
啊, 主, 啊, 就这样的去, 啊, 赏赐给她。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
啊, 人若果没有信, 啊, 我们就不能得神的喜悦。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
啊, 因为, 啊, 啊, 若果我们是, 凡到主面前的, 啊, 一定要信他是。
And he is a rewarder of all those who seek him.
啊, 他亦都是, 啊, 赏赐, 啊, 一切, 啊, 寻求他的人。
This morning, brothers and sisters, may we learn to have a heart like this woman.
啊, 今天早上, 啊, 愿意我们都学习, 啊, 这个妇人的心。
That even though she was nameless,
啊, 即使她的名字是没被纪念,
she was a great and prominent woman.
啊, 她是一个, 啊, 好, 啊, 著名, 啊, 很有影响力的一个妇人。
Maybe not necessarily in the world's eyes.
啊, 可能在, 啊, 世界眼中, 啊, 她是看不着眼,
but certainly in God's eyes.
啊, 但在神的眼中, 啊, 她是, 啊, 很显著的。
For she was remembered by God for her faithfulness.
啊, 因为, 啊, 她的信, 啊, 是被神来去记载纪念。
Let us come back to the Lord.
啊, 我们再一次来到主的面前。
Father, we praise you and thank you.
啊, 天父, 我们感谢, 赞美你。
We appreciate so much your faithfulness unto us.
啊, 我们多谢, 啊, 你是向我们如何的信实。
That even when we are faithless, you remain faithful.
啊, 即使我们是失信的时候, 你是, 他是, 啊, 向我们是信实。
For you are true to yourself.
啊, 你亦都是向自己是, 啊, 诚实的。
Now, how you love us.
啊, 你是如何的爱我们。
We cannot deny that.
我们, 啊, 不能够去拒绝你的爱。
We want to acknowledge your loving kindness back upon us.
啊, 我亦都, 啊, 承认你向我们的爱是如何的伟大。
We want to praise and thank you for being the God that you are.
我们, 啊, 实在, 啊, 赞美, 啊, 你是, 啊, 如何的是那位的神。
The God who walks near.
啊, 你是如何的愿意亲近, 啊, 每一个人。
The God that intercedes.
啊, 你是, 啊, 啊, 愿意为我们代求的。
And the God that saves.
啊, 你也是拯救我们的。
We look to you this morning to teach us.
啊, 今天早上我们, 啊, 求你去教导我们,
to change us.
啊, 求你改变我们,
to make us to become more like this woman.
啊, 使我们更加像这个妇人一样,
and really ultimately to become more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 使我们更加能够像我们的主一样,
that we could be the a people of faith.
啊, 使我们能够成为一班充满信心的人,
who do not fall away.
啊, 叫我们, 啊, 不好的来去, 啊, 去退步,
but who remain steadfast to your calling and to your truth.
啊, 他是, 啊, 啊, 持守, 啊, 你向我们的呼召,
grant us discernment.
啊, 赐给我们有这个, 啊, 分辨的心,
so that we may know what is pleasing in thy sight.
啊, 使我们能够晓得, 啊, 有些什么东西是能够使你喜悦的。
Give us the wisdom to move out in that right direction.
啊, 使我们有, 啊, 智慧, 啊, 能够向着你那边跑。
That we would truly be people who learn to fear you.
啊, 使我们能够成为, 啊, 一班敬畏你的人。
And to give you the first place in our lives.
啊, 使你成为我们的首位。
We commit all the words that have been spoken this morning back into you.
我们将, 啊, 所说的一切话, 啊, 都交回在你的手上面。
May you use them as you please.
啊, 愿你, 啊, 使用你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.